This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, it's not just another season of Eagles football. It's another season of Merrill and Mike Eagles football. Merrill, Mike, and of course Devin on the sidelines. As the Philadelphia Eagles, don't tell them, but I'll tell you, the defending champions.
Don't tell them.
Hey, Melotta, if you're listening, getting ready for tonight. I didn't say it. AI me said it, all right? Don't get mad at me.
Is it too late for me to dump it? I'm sorry. I should have dumped it, guys.
All right, so tonight we obviously celebrate last year, but really much more than that. We get ready for 3 hours tonight where I do expect the Philadelphia Eagles fairly easily to handle the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I don't take it for granted, because Dallas could be better than we think, and certainly Dak Prescott has done some good things in his career, but I think the Eagles should win and cover that spread tonight. And to talk about the game that he will announce, sitting next to the great Merrill Reese, will be the great Mike Quick. Mike, so happy to have you back for another season with us, my man. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. How's everyone?
We're good. Super. I mean, other than the fact I turned my ankle yesterday, 6 days before playing Fritz, and I forgot...
Are you coming up with an excuse?
Mm. I gave you a fact, not an excuse.
It's an explanation, not an excuse.
There was no analysis in there. It was just
lame synonymous. Are you coming up lame?
Lame.
By the way, Mike, I forgot to ask Jason. I had it on my list, and it's hard to squeeze it all in. What advice he'd give me on the turned ankle? What advice, Mike, would you give me? The game, if it still happens in 5 days, is in 5 days. What do I do?
Suck it up.
That part of the whole wear and tear of the contest?
Yeah, like, but this was nothing about being a 47-year-old. I mean, I could have done this at 27. I could have done it. I did at 17.
And
I would turn my ankle.
It would be easier for you to deal with if you were 27.
Yeah. All right, Mike, let's get to it. Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Let's just start with before the game starts. What do you think of the decision to not watch the banner ceremony? Players in the locker room, where would you want to be as a player?
In the locker room. There's nothing good that comes out of players standing there watching the banner drop. I don't get why. I mean, I get it for all of us, for the fans, for the pageantry, but I don't see how that helps players to stand there and watch the banner drop.
Right.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's Cowboys week. It's pro football is back. You don't need any more than that. That's all the icing you need on this cake.
Who's the best safety to line up next to Reed Blankenship, Mike?
Huh. That's a real good question. I don't think Dave quite figured that out yet. I think eventually it's going to be Drew McCuba. I think eventually that's who it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think right now it's between he and Sidney Brown. I think that's the way they're looking at it. But just based on the playmaking ability of McCuba, I think he will eventually be that guy.
So much is made of, you know, what's going on in our secondary. This Dallas secondary we're about to face, I mean, Deron Bland just got paid. They got Trevon Diggs, who's back and going to play. They got Malik Hooker, yep, who's a playmaker. How good is the Dallas secondary? How do our wideouts match up against those guys? I know our wideouts are all world, but those guys are pretty darn good over there, aren't they?
Yeah, if Diggs is 100%, Diggs is a problem. He's a ball hawk, one of the best in the league at taking the ball away. They have a very good secondary. They have guys that really do well coming down in the box and playing in run defense.
Yeah, complete.
Donovan Wilson, I remember how well Donovan Wilson played against us last year, coming down in the box and stopping and really good on the tight ends. They have a good defense. Now with Matt Eberflus, I don't know exactly what to expect, but I think what they'll do is try and keep everything in front of them, try not to let our guys get deep on them because, you know, our guys are really good at getting deep on people. A.J. Brown's mm-hmm. one of the best in the league at getting deep on people. They don't want to see A.J. Brown in man coverage, so I'm expecting to see a lot of zone and forcing the Eagles to just slowly move the ball down the field rather than giving up big plays. I think that's mm-hmm. what Eberflus wants to do.
Wouldn't that be great if we saw checkdowns to the back? I mean, this it really does set up, if they're going to be dropping to zones, check it down to Saquon, check it down to Saquon.
I'll just say to this, I think Saquon's number was 33 catches last year. It was somewhere in there. I'd like to see that number go up. I mean,
it absolutely should.
It should be more than two a game. I mean, it really should be.
I think it will.
I think it will. Just really, based on what I watched during training camp, I think the passing game to the running back is going to be a much bigger factor in mm-hmm. this season.
Me too. So the how concerned should we be about their new addition in the big trade, Kenny Clark?
Well, Kenny Clark is inside. He's one of the toughest guys that this league has right now. Three-time Pro Bowler. He is one of the top interior defenders. So you have to be concerned about him. He can move people. He can get into your backfield. He can cause a lot of problems. He and Osa lined up beside one another. That's a very good combination. So with Adigizua, Kenny Clark in the middle of that defense, you might want to go other places with the ball.
Wow. So on other side of things, our defensive front, these edge guys, not Nolan Smith or Jalix Hunt, how confident are you that they're going to actually get somewhere, get penetration, get quarterbacks on the ground?
So that's the part that we have to learn. If these guys can do what Josh Sweat did, if these guys can do what BG did, I know that they both can rush the passer, but there's a whole lot more that goes into that, John, and you know that. Mm-hmm. Can they set the edge? Can they be good run defenders? Can they? And there are a lot of unknowns. You look at the offense, you're coming back pretty much everybody intact. Defensively, there's some question marks that will start to be answered tonight.
Yeah, there's no question. So Mike, Mike Quick with us, as he will be, James, every Wednesday typically?
Wednesday, correct.
Okay, but Thursday today is as we get Mike on before the season starts. Mike, let's talk about what they lost and who the biggest loss is. So Slay, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, what was a healthy N'Kobe Dean, CJ GJ. Which one, in your opinion, is the most impactful loss that the Eagles suffered this offseason?
So I would think I might be contrary to most, but I think it could be Slay. This pass defense was so good last year, and it was really because both those corners were so solid.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You really couldn't beat those two corners. And Slay did a lot of things that this defense is going to miss. I just think, you know, up front, you're going to have guys that can create problems. But on the back end, if you don't have that corner opposite Quinyon, if you don't have a guy step up and firmly play that role, then you're going to have some problems.
Yeah. Is it to do what we are hearing Quinyon might be asked to do this year, follow the top receiver from other teams around? How tough is that?
Yeah, I think that's tough, and I think it's going to be a hard assignment. I'm hoping that someone else emerges as a guy that can hold down that other side so that you don't have to do that. Take, for instance, like Dallas. Okay, if you think CD is the main guy and you want to take CD away, where is he going to be? Because he's in the slot so much. They can put him outside. They can motion him. They can do so many things with him to make it difficult for you to travel with him. And teams will do that. It's going to be hard to just find the guy wherever he is and stay with the one particular guy. You're better off if you can play a side and hold that side down.
Mike, let's talk about Jahad Campbell, who I think we all know the Eagles would not have gotten if he didn't have an injury concern entering the draft, but he's ready to he's ready to go for week one. So that has worked out really well. Forget what he'll be 3 to 5 years from now, what he becomes. Let's talk about what he'll be tonight. Early part of his career, what do you think he will – so obviously there's going to be impact, splash plays, athleticism. How much as an inside linebacker will he struggle – with the nuances of the game at the pro level as a rookie in his first game? What does he present week one, game one of his career?
Joe, if teams aren't trying to target him to try and get him to test his eye discipline, to try and see what he has, can he cover, can he do all the things that you have to do at that position, then they're not doing what they should do. He's a young guy. He's extremely talented. I think he's going to make a lot of plays for us. I think he's going to be a phenomenal player, but he's young, he's green, and he should be tested by other teams. I don't think the tests are going to go well because I just think he's that good, but I think he's a playmaker, and from the start, he's going to make plays.
I think tonight
he'll make plays.
Yeah, go ahead and test him. He'll take it right back on you. I'm so confident.
Yep, I think he'll be eye-popping even tonight.
Yep.
Mike, do you think Cooper DeJean's days as the punt returner are over with Britt and Covey back on the team unless they're in a heck of a pinch?
Come on, man. 2 years ago, Britt Covey was the best in the league. So
I love him. I hear you. I agree.
He's here for one reason.
Yeah, I love that they got him back.
And you don't want to have Cooper doing that. You know, right. Cooper is a valuable
this
piece of the 11 starters on the defensive side, and that's really where you want him.
Yeah.
Mike, calling the game. I asked this to Merrill this week. I'll ask it to you. So you're an extremely confident guy. I mean, my God, you're one of the most confident guys I know. But do you get nervous for game one, or put another way, do you get more nervous as an announcer for game one than once you've settled into the regular season?
I get nervous for every game. I'm always like, so I do all my work and all my prep and so that I'm comfortable in what I know, but I get nervous before every game. And until we get into the flow, I'm nervous. I have to calm down. That first 5 minutes or so, I'll start to calm down, but initially, yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah, makes sense. Mike, let me ask you the same question I asked Jason Kelce an hour ago. The Dallas Cowboys are average, above average, or below average?
They're just average and maybe slightly below average.
John, do you agree with that, John? What do you think the answer to that is?
Below average. I think they've been mismanaged to a degree that they're slightly below average.
I'll say this. They're going to have a lot of guys prove that they're as good as some of their former players used to be. Because let's remember, prior to last year, they'd gone 12-5 three straight years. I know they didn't do anything in the postseason. But when you go 36-15 in three regular seasons in a row, it's pretty freaking good.
But Dak is older, and he was not good before he got injured last year. He was getting picked off left and right.
And he's had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, he slowed down.
Yeah. Listen, go ahead, Mike.
John's right. They have been grossly mismanaged. Mm-hmm. This is a team that they've had talent, but they've never been able to put it together. And because of the interference of their GM, I don't know if they'll ever get it together as long as he's the GM.
I totally agree with you. Exactly. All right, Mike, let's do what we've been doing with every guest this week, which is their prediction for the season. Mike Quick's regular season win total for the Philadelphia Eagles is what, Mike?
So it's not going to be 14 again. I think 12 is a really good number, and that gets you into the postseason, and then it gets fun.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going with 12.
12-5, I think, is a very reasonable total. I mean, it's a tough schedule, and they'll probably have more injuries. But, look, it is possible they have figured out some secret sauce with this injury thing because they've been pretty smooth a couple years in a row now. All right, Mike, we love having you on the show. We're proud to have you part of the program again every what will typically be Wednesdays in the fall. Have a great call with you and Merrill tonight, and thanks so much for joining the show today, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, there he is, the great Mike Quick. We love having him on the show. By the way, Devin texted me because I reached out to her earlier and said, what is your prediction? I wanted to get her number on the record, and she says, James, that's good. And she says, she says,
nice job.
That's really good.
She says 11-6. So everybody that we have asked this week is between 11-6 and 13-4. The 13s are John, Rhea, and Jason Kelce, and James Seltzer. The 12s are Jaws, Sheil, Ross, and Mike Quick. And the 11s are me, Devin, and Elliot.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.